Blog Talk Radio.
Applaud, applaud, applaud. Floating on the cloud, the cloud, the cloud. Triple fold, tenfold. Ignite holes and scrolls. This the template, your stencil, your stenches out. Pewee, drugging the rug like rats. What's your name? Stewie, I hold 40. Try to lend out your pocket, I'm drag cool. You're all meat, have a seat. I'm the stupid, you ain't in my class. I'm still about to teach. Sending zones towards the end zone. Enzyme rhymes, electrify melazones. Chromosome shifts, like Earth's core. You're not even a chore, more like a loud snore. You're poor, frightened like Michael J. Fox. Slamming doors, on the dock, in the DeLorean. Stars transform the spores. I'm the fungus on mushrooms. Exploring, smoking salvia. Moulin Rouge, screaming, thriving. Body rotting, my voice apes in the zoo. Trapped like a calendar. Hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second. Trapped like a calendar. Year to year, month to month. Week to week, day to day. Like Medusa, frozen like a rock, does produce inducer. Stolen legacy, return plus interest. Ascenters couldn't line up the seam of my him. I ain't him, but I am who I am, and that's just who I am. Pop eyes out, eat my green spinach, then go ham. Incredible Hulk, leap in the Grand Canyon, on a white stallion, wearing a gold medallion. Step in my way, you get stamped out. I got the right to travel. Light lamp out, time space signal, left hand out, on the street corner, on the panhandler, some can't handle the truth, or what the beast of you, bandwagon propaganda, like Smokey and the Bandit, watch Bonanza, it'll get bananas, apes in the zoo, trapped like a calendar, year to year, month to month, week to week, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second, I'm just thinking what's the objective, apes in the zoo. Trapped like a calendar, year to year, month to month, week to week, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second, I'm just thinking what's the objective.
Peace.
Yes, indeed. Once again, it's First World Order Radio, and I'm your host for the evening, Blackwater, the Metal Magician. It's another Tuesday, another Tips and Tricks Tuesday. It's been a very hectic and, a busy couple of days here. Says, hold on. I'm still not in the car. Or am I? Maybe. Let me see. Am I not in the car? Says, but you know, host. Well, I mean, I've already called in. It's showing no calls. How about this? Let me check it out again. If you are able to hear me at this moment, give me a few for myself. I will be back in a few seconds. I'm trying to make sure everything is recording. And if I am even on here right at the moment, because it says that there's no one in the on the switchboard, no callers, and it's still saying waiting for host up for 20 minutes. Again, it's going backwards. Okay, let's see. Waiting on here. Anyway, this is going to be a brief discourse of some things going on. Like I said, I typed in a we got some technical difficulties. It's been, like I said, it's been kind of hectic. Not really like on some negative stuff. It's like, okay. I got in. Just peace. You know, what's going on over in Baltimore is going to, what I was going to bring to the table tonight is going to be in that realm of conversation, just on, it's going to correspond to different realities that interrelate with that. It's not necessarily going to be on that topic, but I'm going to jump from the main discussion. I'm not really going to talk about all that tonight because, like I said, I have some technical difficulties with the internet. So I'm on my phone right now. And I have some things going on. I got family plan. I got a family plan, so I can't use too many of my minutes. I used three hours last week. And if I use too many, then, you know, it's going to go into everybody else's phone lines, too. So that's just going to hike up the bill. It did that 2 months ago. That's why I did the internet thing. I ain't had a computer until a couple of months ago, like something like that. No, anyway. But at any rate, so just going to talk about that, you know, the Baltimore incident and everything. But first and foremost, clear the mind. And at least I guess an hour on here, I might be able to handle that for a minute. My students won't care so, and you know, the children will still have phone access, you know, and be able to call 911, which ain't nobody but mama, you know, or whatever, grandma and mama and auntie and uncle. That's who 911 is supposed to be. And, you know, that's the true police, right? Police just means clean. But at any rate, okay, so going to a meditation real quick. I'm going to part self once again, takes back God. I'm going to give thanks to the God and guys. I'm Dr. Alan McAdoo. And I say to all the ancestors, all those that came before us, and those who come behind, give thanks, power, respect, reverence. Hold up. But, I know, right? It's zoning out right here. I'm texting real quick. Okay, so let's get into meditation, and I'm going to add on one new introduction. This is like the introduction part of the meditation. I didn't bring it to the table first. It's a good part. It's also the closing that a part of my closing anyway, and part of my opening as far as going into meditation. What you do is you put your hands together like an apex, like a pyramid, put all your fingers together in the pyramid shape, the mystic pyramid. And then this is a Grandmaster Saraswati teaches this technique. And what you do is you place your hands in that pyramid, the mystic pyramid, place them over your head at the crown chakra. Let me get some of that water in there. And you pour yourself. All right. I got to get this going. All right, you place your hands together in the mystic pyramid. Then place them over, put them over the top of your head at the crown chakra. And at the crown chakra, we're going to breathe in. You know, everything is the same in the posture. Everything is, keep everything lined up and connected properly. Bind as you can do the locks at the perineum and the tongue lock at the root lock and the tongue lock. So you bring up the perineum on the in-breath, and you have the tongue behind the teeth at the roof of the mouth, and then the chin lock is where you allow the chin to go forward slightly while still pulling up on the spine with the neck from the lower spine all the way up, pulling up by the neck slightly, the chin rather slightly goes forward. Ears over shoulders over hips, everything's lined, cocked. With a small, the tailbone is slightly going forward on itself. That water. Okay, so while the hands are over, we put the hands over the top of the head at the crown chakra in the form of a pyramid, a fingers touching. We'll breathe in, and we're going to exhale out arm. So it'll be breathe in, arm. So the M is always expressed more, the om, it's going to be expressed more throughout the mantra. So throughout the chant, we'll go for that one. That's at the crown chakra. The crown chakra is om. And then we'll bring our hands down to the heart chakra. And I normally imagine the colors. You can go with the titles of those chakras as well. Sanskrit, it would be Sasarawa, the thousand lotus, thousand petal lotus, Sasarawa. And then the heart chakra, Anatta. If I'm not mistaken, and then the root chakra. Mother Hala. That's the heart chakra. So okay, but you can imagine the colors. I do the colors. That's why it's not fresh on my mind right now. Between the heart chakra, at any rate. Purple, green, and red would be those three colors. But as we get to the heart chakra, the chant goes from the mantra is not it will be ah. First syllable ah. So the first top is Then heart chakra is go a little bit lower. So if you want to be high up here on the crown chakra, which I normally am, the high up be like Then at the root chakra, Muladhara, imagine the color red or fire or something, but we invert, we go upside down with the hand movement, the pyramid will be the point or apex will be pointing to the earth, and the chant is just the M, the last part, so it'll be lower than the other vibrations, and it's going to be a little longer too because they're dealing with the physical. So the physical has a longer type of vibration as far as being able to access it through the senses, whereas the crown chakra or the spirit has a shorter waveform or like going from the light spectrum of white light to the light spectrum of black light, whereas when we leave the spectrum of white light and the seven colors that we presently know and see, we fade into ultraviolet light, where that light starts to be unpresent and we are unable to see it in the spectrum, in the same visible spectrum that we see in the physical. So it's a shorter waveform or a shorter type of vibration, and that will be dealing with the sound as well as we go into all. So, or when we are in the base chakra, it's long. But anyway, so at the crown chakra, color purple or ultraviolet, violet, going into darkness, black. So we imagine the color there with the hands in the mystic pyramid over the crown chakra and the chains. Then we move to the heart chakra, the chant is Then we move to the root chakra, and So you do it three times, and you just done on one breath, but take your time and get used to it. So you can take three breaths if you have to. So the first one is take a breath, in breath. Chakra regions brings down the cosmic energy, the higher intelligence, and allows it to go into the mode of the base chakra through the 6 points or the six nadis, the six chakras, and then sit at the seat or the Shakti seat sits at, and sparks the Kundalini energy through the meditation. It helps arouse the Kundalini energy. So it will start moving through the base of the spine. And then as we go through the meditations, the placement of the energy as we breathe in and then go through the microcosmic orbit, as well as, the size that's like retaining it and putting the energy in there. And then we went over the Kriya energization exercise. So the Kriya energization exercise, when we do the, it's kind of intense, but when we do the tension relaxation, is also helps the allowance of the energy to build more so in that area in the lower abdomen. So it's going to gradually be able to move up properly and not get stuck or dormant and cause issues due to frailty or the person, or lifestyle, environment, emotions. Certain things cause the energy to get stuck. So when we do the exercises properly and we allow the microcosmic orbit allows it to move around properly, So it's going in a cycle and it's not just going in one area. Like just going up the spine and then just getting, going to the pineal gland or whatever. Just going up the spine and coming around. But we also, still have to be careful with that because it can seem that it's connected and we may be, on that realm of getting to a point of having a higher sense of perceptions and whatnot or clarity. And sensing the power. I mean, I've been there. I can't say that I have reached a certain point, because I'm still working on it. It's a job, everybody has something to do, and this is what we do. So every day is a part of the experience, it's part of becoming who we are. So there is no day that one will become a master, so to speak. Every day is a learning experience. It's a day to learn. That's good, Dr. Aline, expressed over the weekend. You mentioned that, every day we should always, he's like, just like we should always be open to be a student, always be willing to learn, So with those meditations, it builds up that energy and allows it to flow properly over time. Now, it's not going to happen overnight just doing it, But at any rate, let's go through that meditation. We'll We got 21 minutes left. Okay, so the seven different techniques where we go with the hands on the knees for men and work for both of us, men, a little slightly close to the edge, all intents purposes and reasons, and cautionary has its reasons. But anyway, let's get right there and let's relax and everything. Take a breath through the nose. Inhale, imagine energy at the base of the skull. Going down, a light going down the spine and out of the right leg for me and the left leg for me. All right. And then do the same for the arms. And breathe in through the throat chakra. And then about it. Imagine the energy going down through the heart region, lungs, liver, kidneys, spleen. Collect all those energies together, the colors of those energies. Red for the heart, white for the lungs, black for the kidneys, green for the liver, and yellow for the spleen. Gather all those colors together, all those energies together, and spiral them towards your abdomen right below your belly button. And collect the energy there and spiral. And spiral it there. Now let it settle. Imagine this triangulated figure there, same form as the Mystic Pyramid. And you have 3 points, 1, 2, 3 points of recognition that you can see within that. Is on each angle, 1, 2, 3 points on each angle of this Mystic Pyramid. And within the center of this Mystic Pyramid is where we should be placing this energy, this swirling ball. And these are the Dantians, the Elixir Fields, San Javas, Triple Warmers. It all coincides to three treasures as well. Yeah, let's circulate the energy there. And then from here, we're going to allow it to settle. And we're going to go into today's affirmation, Nupuhuru. So today we will be Haru, meaning light, and also it's the attribute of the will to do things and to operate and to bring about change and action. It's also the level of our protection. So it's another aspect of heredity. Or heredity is another aspect of Haru. Let's just, go into it. We can have those words of recognition with the word of power. So you can imagine the hawk or the Ahu or the Avalon or not. That's your own decision. You can use that as a visualization, and then the actual word of power is Nupuhuru. I am the light, or I am the will. I am he that is up there. So Nupuhuru, I am the sun, whatnot. You breathe in Nupu after 1 second, so breathe in. Oh, 3 seconds, and we exhale out Huru. Breathe in. I'm not really going in detail on that part of the meditation. The new proof or the I am part is something I placed in there, but the actual steps that we are taking as far as the deity or the titles of the titles or the names that we are using, the words of power, to get a better grasp on what's going on with this energy and whatnot, with this information, the meta would be a very powerful and positive information. Good book, the meta by Valo Neto. I mean, it's a good way to access those faculties in a more progressive and patterned manner. Because this right here is just like guidelines. It's not really the way. It's a way to do it because you can do it your own way. So I'm doing like this right here right now. Yeah, if you want to get the information the way I received it and the way others have received it, then, you know, you can go that route right there. And you can actually see how the Potentiel, the Tree of Life, is outlined throughout your physical being as well as your internal and spiritual being. And it's throughout the world, too. If you just look at a bottle, you know, you get a Pepsi bottle or a beer bottle or something, and you take in a water bottle, you know, or something, you know, you get a pair of scissors, it don't matter, a pen, and you just look at it, you will see the Tree of Life within it. You know, you get a card, your human body, you know, everything, you can look at anything and you can see those lines, circles and everything that's working around it. Hold on a minute. My son wants $10. I don't have no change. I got $5 and I got $6. Like that, but everything else, just leave that. Just get the $6.
Well, I might have one.
No. What you need? Gas?
Yeah.
Did you get your license? No. Well, whatever you're trying to do.
I passed the really
good. No stress. You get straight on that. No, we'll get those, everything situated. All right, please. Okay, so, yeah, meta, good information, good way to, you know, I don't want to deviate from where I got the information from, first place, because that would be, you know, like service to self type jump, you know. That part of that meditation where I'm going through each faculty of the Tree of Life from Asir and onward, Asir to Huri, Sakir, Ma'at, Hereketi, Haru, and next will be Hetzeru, Winnipethis, or whatnot. And then we go to Hard, Sebet, or Set. So, Hetzeru. So Dex, I said, and it'll be 10 different deities representing the 10 days of the week that we went by, you know, back in Kush and Kemet. We had three weeks, all consisting of 10 days within a month. So 3 weeks in a month, 10 days each is 30 days. And with 12 months, that would equal out to 360. So it was as above, so below in the cycle, 360 degrees, a representation of the cycle of the sun, you know, like 12 around it, so to speak. But, okay, so those 10 deities and whatnot. But each day of the week, we could represent, you know, just like now, 7 days a week, every day is named after some type of deity or some pantheon or some. You know, mythology system. So same thing as what we was doing, so, but on a different realm. You know, we still in that realm. It's just that the words have changed and some of the pictures and stuff, but the same mentality or the concepts behind those words and how the where the mentality is as we're drawn in towards it. That's the same inside the ritual or the. What are the other sides of other aspects of it, which we're going to talk about a little bit today because I only have a few more minutes, about 30 more minutes before this broadcast is going to shut down. But I'm going to be back next Tuesday and everything will be on the up and up. So shout. All right. So the other part of the meditation is the size after the Nupu or the affirmations. So breathe in and then breathe out. Breathe in, then breathe out. You do that 7 times. All right. Do the call. Every time the side is exhaled out the mouth, the stomach goes flatter. So each side, you make the stomach go flatter, closer to the spine. So the stomach goes in on each breath, on each side of the split. Until the stomach can't go anymore and there's no more air to be exhaled out. All right, do that 7 times. And then from there we go into the microcosmic orbit, cycle the energy. You know, just you can imagine it rotating. It's going to be in that lower dantian area with those 3 points where we're going to triangulate it figure with the 3 points on it, and the chi ball or the energy ball is in the center spinning around. So allow your energy ball to start spinning. You can gradually rock yourself, you know, yourself, or you can just imagine it spinning at the base right there, real right, an inch and a half below the belly button in that area. Imagine it spinning. Now, this is where your original 8 cells are of mitosis, called the latent cells or blastula cells. So these original 8 are very powerful and very significant. They have much significance in, you know, a lot of the things that we do. The number 8 alone, the number is always there. So it's, you know, being that these 8 have been here since we were, since conception, you know, as far as in physical form, it's always been there. Those original 8 cells have always been in the same spot, have migrated or changed. You know, the whole body has done what it's done. You know, every month we receive new cells, and by a year, within 12 months, we have a completely new body, regeneration or degeneration. So those 8 cells, they spin around right there. But the energy, okay, so just spot the energy and then allow the energy to go out the gateway right there. So the 3rd, 5th vertebrae, allow it to go out that spot. And then continue to move the ball from the base of the spine, up the spine, back the spine. Again, for the governing vessel, then down to the top of the head, the crown chakra, and then allow the energy to exhale or to disperse and go downward when it hits the cleft right there under the nose. Breathe out the nose, exhale, and then allow the energy to go down and then back under perineum area and go back to that area where the 3 points are. And then push it out and up. That's for men. Women will go the opposite direction and do the exact same thing and breathe out at the base of the skull, the medulla oblongata area, mouth of God, breathe out of that area, and then go down, spine, go back into that area right there, perineum, under the perineum, and up to the lower dantian area and go in and continue to go back up. And do that as many times as you wish until you are, you feel replenished, charged up, and ready to work your good, good magic chapter and whatnot. Okay, so and you got your vitality, good for you. You got your longevity going. You just purged out all them chemtrails they spraying. They calling it pollen. I don't know what pollen is, but purging it out, and you're cleansing yourself as well as your mind, and you're also adding on, because when you take away, you add on. So you're building a pathway of golden light by accessing different realms of information or intelligence, and inside that intelligence is life. So that golden light is building you somewhat like an avenue of protection on the physical realm here now. So when you bring in that good down, just like, oh, well, in the closing part of the meditation, so as I get back to that, the hands will go back to the Muladhara area. It's going to be inverted with the apex going towards the earth in the pyramid shape, you know, with the hands, you know, with the pyramid, like you got the thumb and the index finger together. Then, you know, if you can't put the other fingers together, that's what's up. But the thumb and the index finger, the pointing finger, most definitely need to be together forming the pyramid right there. And then it's pointing to the earth, and then we breathe in, and we, it's the low, then we go to the solar plexus, to the heart chakra, and we breathe in, imagine the color green, and it's, then we go to the crown chakra, and the color is black or purple or violet, and we breathe in, and the sound is, so we go back down to the root chakra again, Muladhara, color is green, lightheaded and, you know, whatever might happen, because sometimes we may collect too much energy in the meditation, or we might not be prepared for a certain type of meditation. So to clear, after the closing, clear by bringing your hands into the Buddha prayer hands from the apex at the top as you have your pyramid, just come down the Buddha prayer hands to your chest. Then when you get to your hand, you got the Buddha prayer hands, put the you have your thumbs right there, not the top of your thumbs, but if you can go right there at your solar plexus, you'll see that the thumbs will go fit perfectly right there in that area, the solar plexus. You don't have to put them right there, but just by placing it in that area, you will start to allow the energy to flow properly. This is a good way to heal yourself. Just put your hands, Buddha prayer hands are very powerful. Just by placing your hands in this area right here, the vagus nerve aligns in this area. And in the meditation, vagus nerve is stimulated a great deal, and it can induce certain somatic healing. You can heal your body and your mind through the vagus nerve because it's connected to the olfactory, or the sensory nerve for smell, as well as the sensory nerve for sight, the optic nerve. So the visual and the smell is going on, so we can visualize something, but we also smell something, or whatnot. So this energy is very powerful. and placing the hands there is going to purge that energy. But also, for after that, you can put your hands together. I'm not going to go into that, but if you have preferences on that, your left hand will be on the back and your right hand will be on top while it's pressed against your stomach, opposite for women. So you have your left hand on your stomach, then you put your right hand on top of that with your thumbs like interlocked in the Buddha healing hands somewhat. So you put it right there, and it's over the belly button. You just breathe in, and you breathe out. Ha. Breathe out with the tongue at the roof of the mouth still, behind the teeth. You breathe out ha. So it'd be ha. So you breathe in, you breathe out ha. Do that three breaths, and that allowed anything excess to be pushed out as well. So if you got any extra stuff that wasn't necessary, that the body really don't need, like, you know, carbon dioxide or anything, whatever might have been put in there that the body can't do nothing with, it'll push it on out, all right? So that's the closing and the clearing on that part of the meditation. We'll go over it again. But like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long tonight, but I did want to briefly talk about what the topic of the discussion is. The topic is From the Seed to the Fire. Basically, that's roughly talking about from the spiritual to the physical and how both of them how both of them are interconnected and they're basically the same. It's just we have a sense of perception that is flawed or has been so blinded by what we see, we don't see the water, you know. So, you know, as we have water, you know, water is forever changing, you know, and it's the first material substance outside of spirit as it's slowing down. So fire, air, water is the first thing that we really can like observe and participate with somewhat. But water, as you change it, can be put into different vessels and can be altered from one thing to another. And it's the first material substance, but we don't see the water in it. It can be altered. So you hear me say the illusion can be changed, you know, but it's only one thing. It's still the one thing, and it's matter, you know. So a lot of people, we don't even see, notice the word matter. You just turn the letter M upside down, you have water. And as it being one of the first material expressions that could be observed and participated with, on the level that we participate with it on, then water and matter is basically the same thing, you know, basically. So that's more the reason why mother is matter, as well as mem, meaning water or blood or chaos within different systems and whatnot. So mu is mother and water. So mooks meaning mother, as well as ama. Meaning mother, and also Ama meaning father in Dogon, or the father creator. But so, you know, so what I was going to go into is how, and I'm gonna elaborate more on it next week. But looking in the words, you know, Confucius, like I mentioned before, Confucius stated that the world will be powered, or the people in power will be fueled by not the words that they use, but the symbols within the words. So basically, looking at the situation, of course, yes, that's the matter. That's what that's what we see. That's the matter of the situation, the heart of the matter. You know, what's really going on. So we have to look away from what we see with our physical senses and our eyes, the physical eyes, the two eyes, and go to the mental eye, the one eye. So we can really see what's happening and don't be blinded by the light or the material substance that the water has, you know, altered into. So what's really happening? What's the heart of the matter within the word Baltimore? So we look at the word Baltimore and, you know, we gotta remember what's going on. Look at the time frame.
that we are in as well. So I got a few more minutes. Hopefully I can get this in before it shoots off. So we got April 20. We're on the 28th today, right? And we're going into May 1st. May 1st, you know about Wiccan and everything and all that. They got seven Sabbaths within the year, right? One of the Sabbaths is on May 1st. It's called Beltane Day or whatever. You know, you got Samadhi, you got Beltane, Lamech, I can't remember all of them like that, but it's seven of them. Imbolc, I said Samadhi, Lamas, Imbolc, I just said that. Oh, Yule, that's one. It is a few of them. It's seven of them. You know, Easter we just went through. It's something like Istara or something. Astara, something like that. But that's the spring equinox. But the one we're about to go to is called Beltane, right? So a few years ago, if you can recall, we had President Barack Obama, the so-called guy, Bin Laden over there, in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, 2010, might have been a year after he first got into the office or whatever. But at any rate, it was on May 1st, Beltane Day. What is Beltane significant for? Bel means Lord, Tane means fire, right? So Lord of fire, right? Okay, so they got him on May 1st, put him on the boat, and so-called killed him, lit him on fire, and threw him over in the water, fire and water. There we go. So fire and water, ritual, right? Got it? All right, so it's going on. It's math right here, May 1st, everything in line. Then we come back to where we are now, 2015, last year of Barack Obama's sitting in office, right? Okay. Already then put it in motion and in place as far as everything from Trayvon, Moore 10, all the way up to Michael Brown was going, you know, to everything from the past 20, 30 years. This is adding up. This was like what, you know, this is the last year or two, 3 years, you know, of different situations and now what's going on today and yesterday at Baltimore. So igniting, you know, this seed and fire, you know, is somewhat on the material side, you know what I mean? But, okay, so Baltimore, go back to that again. And go back to what happens with Beltane. So Beltane, Bin Laden, B-L, Bin Laden, Bel, okay, right? Yeah. Then we have Barack Obama, Barack means lightning, you know, lightning, fire. You know, that's more so on that note again. So fire and water, let's go back to Beltane. Fire, Lord of Fire. Go back to Baltimore. Baal or Bel, meaning Lord again. Then we have Tamor or Tamara, Lord of Water and the Fire. Tamara, ancient name for what? Kemet, for Egypt. So we're going through just that title right there, Baltimore. And then we go back into the ritual that was practiced on May 1st of 2010, if I'm not mistaken. I did the research on it back then, and I'm just ad-libbing right now and freestyling off of it. Yet still, it ties in because May 1st is on Friday, right? Yeah, Friday. So you got Friday coming up. This thing happening on Monday. So you got 5 days to prepare for whatever ritual they, you know, and this is, I guess, partially part of it because they want martial law. They ain't doing martial law. They claim they're not martial law, but they got curfew and all that going on. You know what I'm saying? And the implication is it is what it is that, you know, they can go into that realm because of what, you know, how the water is being altered and changed. Yeah, okay, so Baltimore. Go back to Hebrew. What does Tamarach mean in Hebrew and Baal or Bel mean as well? So you got Tamarach means change. Baal means don't. Tamarach also means countervalue or consideration. So it's like saying don't change or don't consider. You know, so Baal Tamara. And then Tamara also means free. So don't free. It also means asking nothing in exchange. So don't ask for anything in exchange. And what is the Circle 7 say about, nah, it's the 101. 101 says, why does the devil do what he do to us? You know what I'm saying? What not? Because why do we love him so much? That's what it is. That's what the statement is. Why do we love the devil so much? Because he don't ask for nothing. He ain't ask for nothing in return. So we, you know, he give us whatever we give us. The devil give us whatever he gives. He ain't ask for nothing in return. So it's like the path of least resistance. No resistance. Ignorance is bliss, you know, because why? It's the path of least resistance. So when you're ignorant, you ain't got nothing pulling you back saying, well, you know, that, like mom and dad always go to say, well, you know, you ain't supposed to do that. You know, you're supposed to do that. But when you're ignorant or you don't know, like a child, then, you know, it's easy because, shit, I didn't know that iron was hot until I burnt my ass. You know what I'm saying? But now I see that, you know, it ain't just them picking up that iron and, you know, moving around with it, putting it on the bed or whatever, and ironing your clothes. There's a little bit more to it. I got to be more careful in my observations and be more attentive in self. Okay, so Baltimore, Baltimore is going into another sense of the Lord of fire, the Lord of the earth, water, and fire. Tamara, you know, more. Go back to that again. So the ritual with Bin Laden was find water. Burn him with fire, Beltane, put him in the water. All right? So, more. Find water. Baltimore. Again, you know, so T. Moore. Going back to what we was just talking about with Baal, or in Hebrew meaning don't, and then free. So don't free what? Don't free the Lord of of the earth, the fire, and the water. Who is that? That's you. That's who am I? That's who you are. They don't want us free. So how do they manipulate or alter that? They alter the water. What is the water? The water is basically our hologram, basically, you know what I'm saying? But the hologram is built off of what? In a physical sense, melanin. So they alter the melanin. So when they alter the melanin, they alter the structure of our being, inner and outer. So everything that we perceive that's outside, remember, we've spoken on some of this through these exchanges, like I think it was the episodes on entrainment or whatnot. But the alteration is taking place through different mechanisms and whatnot. So as it comes to what we think is clarity or to what we think is reality visually and through our perception physically, it looks like what it is. When in reality, it's things and additives. You know, if the food got chemical additives, you know, in reality, we got some artificial chemical additives, too, that it looked like it's, yeah, for sure real, you know, because we've seen it a couple years ago like that, or 10 years ago, or 100 years ago like that. But if we really go back to what the hologram is based on, or what we have built in truth, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I say hologram or whatnot, the heart of the matrix, the truth, the... Because this thing is a watery thing that's interconnected through all existence, you know, and it's not like it's broken to pieces and separated somewhere where this ain't a part of this. And everything's interconnected, you know, even in our solitude of mind and heart where we think we just the individual and we out here by ourselves and alone, we're all here together. And we all are thinking the same stuff, going through the same things. Yeah, sometimes we don't get to that point of where we recognize each other as being here together. Even if we are different to a certain degree, one thing we got in common, that's we breathing. You know what I mean? So everybody on the planet Earth that is physically alive got to take a breath. And on each intake and in ex, or what, in heaven and ex hell, we are connecting, believe it or not. And that's through the exchange of the intelligence that's within those breaths. So whatever we're looking at, we're going to formulate on the outside, and that's taking place. We put things together externally because of what we've been forced to believe is going on outside of us. But first and foremost, you know, we got to get it back to us, and then when we get the individuated dual self back, right, the indivisible dual soul, then we go out and we can, you know, put that information out or whatever we're going to do to be able to uplift humanity, you know what I'm saying? So, Baal Tamara, you know what I'm saying? Baal, well, change to Ba, B-A-R. You know, the L is interchangeable. L and R is interchangeable, right? So, go to Bar. Bar meaning like ignorant person in Hebrew, B-A-A-R. It also means seed or grain. So that bar, seed, and seed to the fire. You know what I'm saying? What's the first word? Bar, seed. What's the last word? Ray, fire. So from the seed to the fire. It just so happened to flow into that, and I was like, yeah, wow. So Baltimore or Baltamara. All right? But we're going to get back in that on next week if at all applicable. Hopefully this is recorded. If not, then it'll be next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the phone right now because I'm on my phone, like I said. I couldn't, my internet, and I think the internet dude pulled up while I was on the call. I didn't answer the door because, I mean, it, you know, it defeats purpose for him to come in and fix it right now. You know, so, but I think he was at the door a few minutes ago. But all in all, my phone is like, it's saying, well, I'm on. It says I was on the air, but it's saying wait for host. But I'm going to check it out in a few minutes. If I ain't recording it and I'm just listening to myself talking here, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's peace. But whatever. But we'll see in a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, whatnot. I'm going to get back at you next week, next Tuesday. Everything will be, like I said, it'll be functioning properly. I'm gonna go in on the Baltimore thing a little bit more in depth. Speak on those, on the different realities that's taking place that's leading to these type of situations, and also apart itself, Winston. Also build a little bit more on the whole situation of the topic of seed to the fire, from the seed to the fire, and what that. Yeah, just for my own perception, you know, this is my own, I guess you could say, opinion, a topic, show, you know, that I'm going to bring to the table. But it is what it is, and as it flows, that's what I'm going to be talking about, is going to be from seed to the fire. And with that, in that transition, mm-hmm. how both of them are basically pertaining to the same energy. And you know what I'm saying? As above, so below. You can't have one without the other. I mean, they all the same. So, you know, and that's another reason why it is a confusion, because we look at everything as separate when all things are basically equal. So, you know, so I eat with chopsticks. And everybody be asking me, like, you know, eat with chopsticks. I'm like, yeah, it's utensils to put food in my mouth. You know, food, we think we got to eat with a spoon and a fork, I guess. You know, why couldn't I use a piece of cardboard, or a brush and a pick, as a spoon and a fork? I mean, they see the chopsticks like, you want to use anything? I didn't use scissors again, or something like that. You can use anything to do things. It's just if we operate in a realm where whatever it is in front of us, that's what it is. But, you know, oh no, no. Change the cut. So I'm gonna sign out, signing off, signing up. Nah, but signing.
So be peace. And I will see and talk to you in the future.